In Nashua, engineers, gadget lovers, tech enthusiasts, and other so-called makers are working to reopen a space called Make It Labs. Nashua City inspectors shut the space down late last year over safety and permitting issues. Make It Labs isn't quite a lab. It's more commonly called a hacker space. To explain what that means, we're joined by David Brooks of the Telegraph of Nashua. He's the paper's science reporter, and he writes their Granite Geek blog. David, welcome to All Things Considered.
Good to be here.
First of all, what is a hackerspace?
Well, hackerspace, also known as a makerspace, or they sometimes like open access workshop. It's sort of a loose term for a location with tools and expertise where people can come and make stuff, and they can do it in a sort of a loose, intellectually goofing around method that is associated with computer hackers, the good guy computer hackers, not the bad guys. They describe as the equivalent as like a gym for engineers. You have a monthly membership that gives you access to the tools and the space, and you come and hang out and swap ideas and projects with people as you're goofing around on stuff.
And Make It Labs is the first of its kind in the region. How did it come about?
It's the first in New Hampshire. There's at least one down in the Boston area. Sort of the Bible of the community is a Make magazine, and it advocates creating these maker spaces. There's a number of them in San Francisco and other big cities. A couple of engineers actually created it originally in Lowell, Mass, in a little tiny apartment. They just had a few hundred square feet, and they wanted to expand, started looking around, and found some cheap beat-up former foundry, actually, down on Crown Street in Nashua. And so they leased that and opened it in July.
Now, this particular issue that Make It Labs has had in Nashua, have hackerspaces in other parts of the country, like the ones you mentioned, have they had issues as they've established themselves about safety or code issues?
I haven't been able to find any specific cases in which an existing hackerspace was shut down, but that's partly because they often operate sort of under the attention of the media. So in terms of a hackerspace of this visibility being shut down, it's unusual. Not entirely unexpected because of the sheer nature of hackerspaces. They have lots of equipment. This one it's got a kiln in it, it's got an auto lift, it's got laser cutters, routers, lots of metal working tools, lots of dangerous and potentially explosive stuff. So you can see why city officials would be nervous. The other complication is that hackerspaces don't fit easily into existing categories. They're sort of like commercial stuff. They're sort of like nonprofits. They're sort of like educational. They don't really fit anywhere. So it's harder for officials to know what to do with them.
Assuming that it does get back on its feet, though, do you expect that there will be efforts to bring hackerspaces to any other parts of New Hampshire?
It'd be crazy not to. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that cities, small cities like Nashua, Manchester, Concord, Keene, the Seacoast, they want because it is interesting and attractive to young professionals and engineering and technical people that you want to have around because they often lead to businesses and jobs. I do think it will reopen. I think the city is interested in reopening it. One of the actually surprises I had is when it shut down is the extremely positive reaction that it got from places like the Chamber of Commerce, which isn't usually always cutting edge, and they were very psyched about having it. The New Hampshire High Tech Council described it as almost like a pre-incubator stage for engineers. And this gives them the tools and the expertise to fool around so they can develop the ideas that might eventually turn into an entrepreneurial corporate launch. So they should absolutely be all over the place.
All right, David, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
David Brooks is science reporter for the Telegraph of Nashua. He also writes the Granite Geek blog. You can find a link to his reports on Make It Labs by going to our website, nhpr.org.